What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Thank you for tuning in and making us a part of our day. And I want to say a shout out to everybody listening on Evangelism Radio. I want to thank everybody who's just tuned in now from Podbean. I know we're being featured this week on the main page. Look, thank you for being here. It's a daily devotional. We're believing God to see your day strengthened. Bridge that gap. Wherever you are in your relationship with God, we want to make it stronger. Thank you. You guys are really the investors. It's the reason we do what we do. It's a passion of mine. And I love the testimonies. I love the stories. Email us, engagingheaventoday@gmail.com. I love to hear from you. Thank you for the Facebook comments, the notes. I love it. If you didn't hear yesterday's episode, go back and listen to it. You actually go all the way back to Friday. We really began with Uncertain Times. And then yesterday we talked about Don't Respond to Darkness. And today we want to give a message called Bring the Light. Bring the Light. I remember one day I was watching the news. And it was, I think it was like Fox or whatever, man. You know, these shows, I mean, they're exhausting now. But it was like you wanted to pit people against each other to fight. You know what I mean? And so they were like, well, we're going to bring on two people right now to discuss the topic, which, side note, means just yell at each other uncontrollably. They're like, we got the Reverend Billy Bob. And then they were talking about homosexuality and gay rights and what's a sin and what does God think of them and all this stuff, you know? We got Reverend Billy Bob, and he looked like angry, you know what I mean? Like, he had a little priest collar, but it was done up a little bit. Like, he was like, had priest swag or something. And then they're like, and we're going to bring in, you know, we're going to bring in Raymond from, you know, Southern California with his tight jeans and his, you know, pink shirt to discuss, you know, the open view of Christianity or whatever, man. And it's like, because it was Christianity, I kind of watched. And the guy in the pink shirt is like going on and on about, you know, the you know, God and, you know, his love and all this stuff. And then the priest was like, man, he was a dog. He was just like, God hates your sin and he hates you because it's not forgiven and you're not seeking healing. I mean, just, I was like, oh no. And then as the pastor was talking, they're showing picketing signs of Christians like protesting gay rights and just crazy. And they're so heated. It was so contentious. It was like when you're a kid and your parents are screaming at each other and you get that feeling of like, oh, I don't really like this. I wish it would end. It was kind of that feeling. Like, there was nothing good coming out of it. Nobody, I knew that nobody was going to win, right? And they're yelling at each other and they're disagreeing. And I'm going, what is the point of this? Like, this is making Christianity look stupid, right? It's making everybody look dumb and you're fighting over nothing. Like, who cares, man? And when they're, and you know, they always run out of time. And and they're cutting mics off and we're going to go and sorry, in other news in Bosnia this morning. And I'm going, what just happened? And I was so grieved in my heart. I really was, man. And all I could imagine is Raymond in the pink shirt going back to his avocado toast and going, yeah, I hate Christians. They're nasty, they're mean, they're judgmental, they're nothing like Jesus. That's why I don't go to church. That's why I don't love Jesus. That's why it's not real. And probably had some reasons to think that way, to be honest with you. And then I could imagine Billy Bob. I'm sure when the camera got off his house, he went into another room and there was a spread of cheese and crackers with all his other constituents high-fiving him in the kitchen, telling him what a witness for Jesus you are and one day you're going to go to heaven and you're going to get well done for that, brother. And, you know, and I'm thinking somebody has lied to him to make him think that it's okay to talk like that to people. You know what I mean? Or it's okay to be that way. And nothing gets accomplished. The gay man goes back home and has all his judgmental feelings about the church. And the church, the pastor, is so condemning, angry, and mean that he goes off and thinks, yeah, I told him. And he's completely wrong. Do you understand? You can have right principle and wrong presence. So you can mean well and do nothing but destruction. And I realized at that moment, nothing got accomplished. Nothing. The person in the pink shirt probably wanted to know that Jesus loved him, honestly, and that didn't hate him. You know what I mean? And that God would welcome him and love him, which is all really true, right? God loves you the way you are. It is true. He's not going to leave you there. We know that. So he goes off, and the guy that's the preacher probably really wanted him to get saved and know the Lord and all this other stuff, and it's like, that didn't get accomplished. So what happened? Nothing. Christianity gets another blemish because of believers misinterpreting what he's saying. And so we're in this weird place of Christianity in America where it's like, you either have to hate everybody, you either have to accept everyone, and there's no, you can't love people and disagree with their lifestyle at the very same time. It's bizarre. And look, the Bible's the response, right? The Word of God is our response. But if we're not careful, we're going to fall victim to this ebb and flow of reaction. Well, God's really loving and he accepts me the way he is. God's going to send you to hell right now. And it's like this, it's like these extremes, because truthfully, no one's really living like Jesus. No one is. Do you remember? Well, we're going to take a break, but I'm going to tell you, there was a reaction from the disciples with the prostitute that I see so much in today's day. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven Today.
Hey everyone, Pastor Jason Gillick here from the River Northwest Church, and we want to invite you to join Pastor James and the Engaging Heaven family for two powerful days of ministry with Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. Make plans now to get your faith ignited and allow the fire of God to transform your life. December 7th and 8th at Engaging Heaven Church in West Haven, Connecticut.
Hey man, we're back, Engaging Heaven Today. We're talking about bring the light. And it reminds me, in the Bible, you know, Jesus met this prostitute at the well, right? We knew she was a prostitute, John 4, and she had five husbands. He gave her that word of knowledge, and we knew, look, if you're a prostitute, there's no complimenting a prostitute, right? You really hate your life, right? You hate your body. You're sleeping with people. You're selling yourself in our sense of the word. And the disciples went out to buy Jesus food, right? He didn't ask for it, but they got him food. They come back and they see Jesus in John 4 talking to this dirty woman. And their response to Jesus, do you remember it? They said, why would you talk to somebody that filthy? Why are you even just talking with this woman? And it's interesting to me, because today we want to have these dogmatic approaches. I was just telling the team here off the air, when those two people were arguing, right? When it was like the guy in the pink shirt, if I had to really, really be honest with you, I probably sided with the guy in the pink shirt. I believe that sexual sin is a demon. I believe it's rooted in bondage. But you know something? The pastor side of me kicked in and thought, once you see Jesus, who cares? All those things, if you really meet the Lord, you're not going to live in sin. If you really do, you're not going to live in sin. I was on heroin. I would never want to go back to drugs because I really saw Jesus. Do you follow what I'm saying? So the goal is to bring light. And somewhere in Christianity, we've built a religion to where we're known for what we're against and not what we're for. So if your religion is defined by, well, I'm against you and I'm against this, and this is a sense, like, who are you trying to convince? Because holiness is complete surrender to Jesus. And when you look at him, that's what you do. In Luke 5, they were fishermen. They were dirty men. They were living in sin. And the Bible says they picked up their nets, washed them, and they left everything to follow him. That happens when you meet Jesus. And do you think that pastor was used by God to sit in that Fox News interview and curse out this dude? Absolutely not. You want to know who was operating in his life? Demons. Hell was like, ha ha, high five. Anything we could do to keep people away from Jesus? And you think you're going to get to heaven and get an award? Hell no. You're used by the devil. You're a spawn of Satan because you actually don't know how to bring light. Who cares, man? You want to get set free? Bring Jesus. You want to be a light? Bring Jesus. No matter where you go. Never, man, you never, look, no, I know people that have been delivered from all types of sin, drug addiction, sexual sin. I remember a young man in St. John, New Brunswick, man, he was homosexual for like 15 years. And one day I'm preaching on just the love of God and the power of God and the Holy Spirit and surrender. And I didn't even say one thing about his sin. And he came up to me at the altar and he renounced it and said, I'll never go back. And he got completely delivered and set free. But it's like we so desperately want a goal that we can't get to in the flesh. You can only get to it by being light and bringing light. So if you don't understand that God's desire is for you to bring the light everywhere you go in every circumstance, then you're not going to make a difference. We cannot live in response to whatever this world does. And it's like there's so few leaders on the earth. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's scared to have a real opinion. Everyone waits for the media to tell you what the narrative's going to be or what some loudmouth, fleshy Christian is going to say. And then you like want to just, you don't really want to be a leader. You just want to cheer somebody else's point of view. It's like we would rather give likes than give updates. And if you're really going to stand out for God, that has to change. If you really are going to live with, well, I don't know what people are going to think and I don't really want, no. Read the flipping Bible. Believe the word of God and let that come from your lips. And that's the only thing that matters. My opinions are not based on me. They're based on the word of God and 20 years of pastoring where I have devoured the word of God and developed what I believe with Christ. And I just don't get it. You're not going to get anything done if you're just the cranky guy screaming at what you're against. It's like, bro, who are you convincing? Sin is sin, period. You cannot be born again unless you repent and turn from your sin and you confess the Lord as your Savior and you give Him. We understand those things. But what is the highlight? Is it, why are you so hung up on sexual sin? And less hung up on Jesus. Because when I was a kid living in the projects, you know, I'd wake up in the middle of the night and want a glass, a cup of water from the faucet. I grew up in the projects. I'd stay at my friend Jamal's house, man. I remember waking up, flipping on the light one day. And we left some pizza out, I guess, from the night before. And the minute I turned the light on, I saw probably 200 cockroaches. And they just scattered into the wall. You know, that's what light does. If you want to stand in darkness and scream at cockroaches, you'll get nothing accomplished. If you want to bring the light, they'll flee. If you want to be the light, they'll flee. Or you can sit at home on your computer screen and just scream and put up somebody else's, you know, meme and and just, you know, be somebody else's whatever, instead of believing yourself that you can bring the light everywhere you go and you can be the light everywhere you are. God, I pray today that you would help us not live in response to darkness, but bring the light everywhere we go, everywhere we are, understanding who we are, who we belong to, and what is inside of us. God, I pray that we would have an understanding of that power and revelation in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.